April 25, 1995. It may have quietened down now, but only 3 days ago, this place was the site of a gruesome genocidal massacre. Some 100,000 people were crammed into the Kebiho Displaced Persons Camp in southern Rwanda when it was surrounded by two battalions of the Rwandan Patriotic Army who demanded the camp be emptied. Sensing the apparent danger, UN peacekeepers deployed 32 members of the Australian Medical Force to provide assistance to those leaving the camps. The RPA was after revenge against members of the factions that had committed genocide the previous year, while these same members planned to keep themselves hidden amongst the refugees at any cost. Both sides, however, paid no heed to the thousands of innocent lives in attaining their goals, and thousands became victims to their tactics. The Australian force, although under the vigilance and dictatorial gaze of the RPA, set itself up in the midst of the action, endeavouring to save as many lives as possible from the futile circumstances. By April 23, Australian medics counted over 4,000 bodies. It was a deeply distressing and frustrating experience for those involved, being helpless to prevent the massacre. But Paul Jordan recounts that while there was little that we could have done to stop the killings, I believe if Australians had not been there as witnesses to the massacre, the RPA would have killed every single person in the camp. Australians have proudly been involved as peacekeepers for the UN for over 50 years.
Great pride in that, because here was what we were there to do, protect and show them the friendliness and the best of our Australians.
Their objective is not to the battle, but prevent the battle from occurring. These men and women have courageously risked and at times sacrificed their lives in order to prevent the bloodshed of others. Lest we forget.